A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Chav Ches, Nida 28a, pagination is 55. We're about midway on the page. The last word on the previous line is an abbreviation, Kuf Mem Lamid, Kamash Malon. And then at the beginning of the next line, Din Ne'echal, and then we begin. We've been dealing in this perek of Hamapeles, miscarriage, with partial births, different types of presentations. We're now going to deal with a straightforward, healthy birth, but the entire birth did not yet happen. Amar Rav Huna said, Hotzi ubar es yado verzira. If the fetus stuck out its hand, its arm, and then brought it back into the uterus, so we have a partial birth, and not from the head. The head would be very significant if it emerged. We have cases where the record is that they heard the voice of the child, so we know that the child emerged. And then we're dealing with a slow childbirth. We want to know exactly at what point it's considered the birth. In our context, specifically for whether the woman is yet Tameya Leida with the Tumah of childbirth. So the ruling over here from Rav Huna is that if the arm came out, Imo Tameya Leida, the mother has the tumah of childbirth. Shenemar vayihi belidita vayiten yod. And it was the story of Tamar with Peretz and Zarach. The child stuck out the arm and then brought it back. The other one was born first. Ma paratz to'olecha paratz. The other one rushed out. So that emerging of the arm on some level is referred to in the context of childbirth. It was as she was giving birth and he put out his arm. So Rav Huna infers from this on some level that the arm is already considered a birth of the child. Masiv Rav Yehuda asked, we have a braisa, hotzi ubar es yado. If the fetus sticks out its arm, ein imo choshesh lechol davar, the mother doesn't have to worry about a thing. I mean, we would love to quote this out of context. She's in the middle of childbirth. You don't have to worry. The braisa says, don't worry. But what it's referring to is halachically, she is no longer tameya. She doesn't have to worry about a thing. As far as tumah goes, she could still eat teruma because it's not a childbirth. So we have a contradiction. Rav Huna says it's tameya leida, and the braisa says ein imo choshesh l'chol davar. You don't have to worry about a thing. Amar Rav Nachman said, l'didi mifarsha l'minei de Rav Huna. I have an explanation from Rav Huna. Lachush choshesh. She has to be concerned about tumah. Yimei toar lo yavinan la adenafik rube. But definitive childbirth, to grant her the leniencies of childbirth, that after a certain number of days of tumah, there are a series of days that if she would see blood, according to biblical law, she would be tahar. She could disregard that blood. We're not knowing like that in our time, but that's the strict law, actually quite permissive for a period of time. So we can't do that count based on the arm emerging. We can only be machmir. There's a stringency regarding the arm emerging. So Rav Huna taught us that imo tameya leida, she's Tamei Leida, but she doesn't have the leniencies of childbirth, which are the Yemei Toar, the days of purity that follow And through that, we were hoping to resolve the fact that the Braisa says, Eini mochasheshes l'chol dover, you don't have to worry about a thing. Because it's not a childbirth. It's only l'chumra that it's a childbirth. Asks the Gemara, listen to the wording that you're looking to reconcile. V'ha'ein imo choshesh l'chol davar koma. You don't have to worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing means there's not even a rabbinic rule that you have to be concerned about. So how is this a reconciliation that there's a takana d'rabbanon and it's only rabbinic, but fundamentally she's not tamea? Amar Abaya, Abaya says, you don't have to worry about a thing biblically, but rabbinically you have to worry. So the commentaries wonder, how does that resolve this issue? A braisa is supposed to be telling me the law. This is not some esoteric study. Biblically, but rabbinically, it says, ein choshesh l'chol dover, don't worry about a thing. That's pretty definitive in practical halacha. How can you tell me then that there's rabbinic? And the commentaries answer quite cleverly, that braisa was learnt before the Gezeira d'Rabbanon, or at least before the Gezeira d'Rabbanon took hold and became universally accepted. So the Tana of that braisa was telling you forcefully, I don't hold of the Gezeira, or that Gezeira wasn't on the table at the time. Eina choshesh l'chol davar, then no worries, even rabbinically. Rav Huna is coming along and telling you that rabbinically there's a chumra, but it's only rabbinic, and you're still not going to get the resulting leniency of Yemei Tohar. The Gemara concludes the thought by asking, "Va'kara kamar." Rav Huna quoted a pasuk as the source that an arm will be equated with childbirth. "Va'yehi belidata va'yiten yad." The child put out its arm. How can you tell me this is only rabbinic? He's quoting a pasuk. "Va'kara kamar," and the Gemara answers, "Midrabanan." It's only rabbinically, okra asmachta ba'alma, the pasuk is only a support, a place to hang your hat, so to speak. It's not a real inference, it's not a real limud. You go back to the pasuk, it was during her childbirth and the hand went out. The childbirth is independent of the hand. And the Gemara is calling it an asmachta. So the Mefarshim say that this concept that's introduced here is that there's a gzeira that we should observe childbirth-type laws even on the emerging of an arm, because if the head, which is a different limb, would emerge, it would indeed be considered a childbirth, and people don't know how to differentiate. There was a partial birth, and they're not adept to knowing that these nuances count. And therefore they made a gezeira regarding the arm, and they found support in the pasuk by Tamar, Vayihi belidata vayiten yod. The Rambam Mishkav Moshav Gimel Tess indeed says, Mubares shahotzi ha'uber es yado v'chzira imo temeya leida. The pregnant woman, that the fetus stuck out its arm and brought it back in. It didn't follow with a full birth immediately. That's already Temeya Leida, but the Rambam goes on and describes Midrabanon. In Isurei Bia, Yud Zayin, Hotzi Ober Es Yado Ve'chzira Ima Temeya Leida Midivrei Sofrim. If the arm came out, rabbinically, she's Tamei, Ve'ein La Yemei Tawar, but she doesn't have the days of purity that normally are associated following the childbirth, acha yitzei havlad kulo, until the child comes out totally, o rubo, or mostly, kemosha amarnu, as the Rambam says, we've been discussing. The Magid Mishnah raises the million-dollar question. Is this limited to the arm? Yesh mi shekosav de lav dafka yad. There are those who say that it's not specifically the arm. Huadin regel, the same thing would be if it was a leg. V'yesh mishakosav, but there are those who say dafka yad, only the arm. Da'asmechua akra, because it's based on a pasuk. And the pasuk was talking about the arm, and that's where they made the gezeira that the arm should also be like that, like the head. According to those mefarshim that say that's the source for the reasoning here. In Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Dalid Yud Aleph, Hotzi Ha'ubar Es Yado, if the fetus stuck out its arm, Ve'chzira, and brought it back in, Imo Tamei Aleda, the mother would be Tamei as a childbirth. And the Shach says, Lashon Hatur, Yado, O, Raglo, arm or foot. And he finishes off the thought, Ve'enosnim lo yemei tohar ad she yivoled, and the yemei tohar, those days of purity that follow the childbirth, don't get calculated until the actual birth occurs. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.